I believe that peace can be found in the midst of strife.
I believe in evolution.
I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. What life doesn't have its share of struggles? Some are bigger than others, of course, but surely we've all known some measure of disappointment, loss, and sorrow. As the ancient Greek philosopher Epicurus said, "You don't develop courage by being happy in your relationships every day. You develop it by surviving difficult times and challenging adversity." And as we hear from this week's essayist, Francisco Oyer, what matters most in life is how we cope with the challenges that come our way.
Sometimes life dishes up more than we seem to be able to handle, or at least that's what we may think. I was born with a rare genetic disease called Pelizaeus Merzbacher. The symptoms and risks vary significantly among those affected by a specific genetic mutation. In my case, the disease affects the development of the white matter in my nervous system, which in turn affects my motor ability. Fortunately, the disease has left my cognitive functions intact. PMD, as this disease is commonly known, primarily affects my ability to walk, and to a lesser degree, my vision. I've needed surgery and ongoing physical therapy for years, but thankfully I can take care of myself and I'm mobile. Because of my chronic condition, I have become passionate about the rights and tools that people like me need to thrive in this society and confront their challenges. I enjoy encouraging and inspiring people along with giving them hope. If I can be a positive example of how to cope with adversity and be resilient, all the better. I believe that no matter the situation, if there is a will, there is a way, at least most of the time. The tools exist. What matters is having the courage, support, and opportunity to discover and use these tools to their fullest advantage. I have learned over and over again that a disability does not need to limit one's internal enjoyment of life at all. In an odd way, a disability can be quite liberating. Mine has given me a different and very special view of the world, and this unique outlook makes all the difference. In my case, I am grateful, truly grateful, for every day I live, because I know that I can be in much worse shape. Helen Keller, who is deaf, blind, and mute, once observed, "Self-pity is our worst enemy, and if we yield to it, we can never do anything good in the world." Well, if people like me, people with disabilities, pity ourselves, we will never succeed. We need to do our best to hit the ground running, whether literally or figuratively, no matter the challenge. In her song Born This Way, Lady Gaga says that it is acceptable to be who you are and different. Everyone has a disability. Mine just happens to be visible.
Francisco Oyer is 19 years old and, as he said, was born with a rare genetic disease. Oyer was born in Puerto Rico and lived there until enrolling at Providence College, where he is currently a student. He says that his disability has made him a determined, courageous, and very resilient person. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.